Chase McCabe Show, 102.5, 106.3, The Game, here in our Hiller Plumbing, Heating, Cooling, and Electrical studios on this Monday. Talking Titans, the NFL training camp opening up. He's a legend. We love having him on the show. John McClain joins us now, does some writing for sportsradio610.com. Hello, John. How are you?
Chase, I'm doing. How are you?
Doing fantastic. Thanks so much for doing this. And I will start with the big one because I've been waiting for this to happen so I can get your thoughts on it. But the Titans did make it official. They unveiled the Oilers uniforms last night with Derrick Henry, Ryan Tannehill, Kevin Byard, all in that Columbia blue. They look fantastic. But there's always going to be a debate. Do they belong here with the franchise that they were part of, or do they belong in Houston? What were your thoughts on the uniforms?
Well, first of all, there's no debate. Everything involving the Houston Oilers belongs to the Tennessee Titans. A lot of fans and media here can't get that, just don't understand it. And it's interesting to me, and I'm going to be writing a column for SportsRadio610.com when Amy makes it official. And what really burns people is the fact they're going to wear the Oilers uniforms against the Texans up there. And the fact of the matter is, they got no say here. Bud had it put in writing that nobody could have the Oiler name, nobody can wear the Oiler uniforms except the Oilers. Now, at the time Bud got that, they were the Tennessee Oilers, not the Tennessee Titans. And people here seem to have forgotten that they wore those Oiler uniforms for 2 years playing in Memphis and at Vanderbilt. And I remember the last game they played at Vandy. I saw Mike Munchak and Bruce Matthews, who had been pillars for the Oilers for a long time, carrying out as much Oilers gear as they could get from that locker room, because everybody knew it was going to change when they got the new stadium and the new practice facility the next year. And so it's a great topic down here, because there's so much interest in talk shows, columns, like my station, Sports Radio 610, Texans flagship. They're just going crazy. And I think only one of them was here when all that happened back in 1996, and they moved for the 97 season. So I think it's great. Chase, I've always thought the Titans and Texans should have a better old-fashioned rivalry for obvious reasons, but there were only two seasons in which they were good at the same time. And once, when it was Jeff Fisher and Gary Kubiak, and remember that game they had up there when they had fights, they had ejections, and it was a great game. And I thought, okay, this rivalry is going to take off. But it never has, because they're not playing for the Super Bowl. They're not playing for home field advantage. They're not even playing for the AFC South title. And until they do, the rivalry will have to be fueled because of the uniforms. And my friends up there, Chase, they don't give a rat's, you know what, about they think that the Columbia Blue are nice-looking uniforms. But to them, I think their throwbacks should be that first year they had the Titans uniforms in 1999, and Bud always insisted would have some Columbia blue in them.
Yeah, that's right. John McClain is with us, and you know, you when you mentioned the fights, Andre Johnson, Courtland Finnegan, I mean, I remember that one. That was and I was with you. Like, this is finally becoming a thing. It was one-sided for a while. Bud always had the edict of you got to beat Houston. But then the Texans got better, and then the Titans fell off. And so, yeah, I agree. I think if there's a day where they're fighting for the division, and who knows, John, with what the Texans are doing to try and rebuild, maybe it does get to that point soon.
Well, I can tell you this, it ain't going to be this season. Texans are in their third year of their rebuild. And I think with the addition of DeAndre Hopkins, if Hop is healthy, he will make a difference on that offense, and the Titans will be competing with the Jaguars. I'm not sold on Jacksonville as a runaway winner of the AFC South, even though
either.
The division is not very good. But remember, in 2017, when they almost reached the Super Bowl everybody had them as the runaway winner in 18, and they've been terrible ever since. So I think Mike Vrabel is an hell of a coach. He's going to run Derrick Henry as much as he can. Hopkins will help Henry. Hopkins will help Traylon Burks, and he'll help Ryan Tannehill. Now, if they have to go, if Tannehill gets hurt, and they have to go with Will Levis, most of the times you don't win with a rookie quarterback. But I believe the Titans will be the team that will be the closest to the Jaguars and could win the division. People seem to forget two seasons ago they had home field advantage in the AFC.
John McClain is with us. And I agree with you on what you said about Vrabel. I think my question is, what is Tim Kelly as the offensive coordinator? We saw him, you know, with Deshaun Watson, with Houston, with DeAndre Hopkins. He's got some pieces to work with here, but ultimately, how do you think his play calling is going to help the Titans?
I'm a big fan of Tim Kelly's. Tim came here with Bill O'Brien in 2014. He had been a GA with O'Brien at Penn State. And O'Brien told me early on, Tim Kelly's going to be a head coach in this league. And so Tim started in an office so small, you couldn't even change your mind. If you had to change something, you had to go outside. Worked his way up to being the play caller. I remember O'Brien called the plays. Fans were livid. They never liked Bill. And when he told us Tim was going to call the plays the next season, people were so excited. You know, he called plays in 2020 for Watson, and Watson had his best season. He was great. Unfortunately, they couldn't stop the run. The rest of the team, they couldn't run the ball, couldn't stop the run. But Watson was great. Tim had a wide-open offense. A lot of times, Kelly, he figured in the game plans and the play calling, and he was connected with O'Brien on the headset on game days. But I think, you know, Mike Vrabel doesn't make a lot of bad moves when it comes to coaching. And he was with Tim for 4 years, watched him grow, kind of like the way Mike grew as a coach. And he had enough confidence in him to make him the play caller. I think Tim will do really well as long as Ryan Tannehill stays healthy. But even with Levis, he'll work well with Will Levis like he worked really well with Deshaun Watson when he was coming up.
John McClain is with us. So looking at the Texans and the quarterback situation, we know that they drafted C.J. Stroud. Is the plan for him to be the day one guy, or is this a little bit of a battle as they go into camp?
They're trying to make everybody think there's competition. Even Stevie Wonder can see they're going to have him as the starter from the get-go. Stroud, they drafted him second overall. They talk about the competition, competition, competition. Give me a bleeping break, Chase. Davis Mills knows Stroud's going to start. Case Keenum knows Stroud's going to start. We all do. I think that one of the things about anointing a rookie is you want that rookie to show the veterans he's good enough to be the guy over the veteran quarterback. Now, the Panthers haven't done that. They just named Young as the starter. I kind of like the way they're making Stroud stand out, so when they do name him, everybody will understand why. Not fans or media, but the players. And they got Will Anderson Jr., who you know very well from the SEC. He's the favorite, along with Bijan Robinson, to be defensive and offensive rookies of the year. People are pumped about him. But this team needs another good offseason in the draft and free agency to be a even mentioned in the same sentence with playoffs. But tell you what, the last time they were this fired up about a season with D'Amico Ryans was when Gary Kubiak was brought back home in 2006.
Yeah, so with the backup then, do you think Davis Mills holds on to that job, or is it going to be between Keenum and Mills and then the odd man's out altogether?
They haven't made Keenum a member of this competition. He's like the third quarterback. I almost believe he was signed for his third tour here to be like a coach for C.J. Stroud. Because Casey is going to be a coach when his career's over. People who've known him from the University of Houston hope it will be here, either at his alma mater or maybe with the Texans. And so Mills is a really good guy. You know, he'll be gone probably after next season. And he had some big games. Yeah, he had a big game at the end of his rookie year against the Titans. Titans won by 3 here to clinch home field advantage. He's had some good games despite having no running game until they brought in Damian Pierce last year. But Pierce missed almost 5 games. So statistically, the running game was not good. But Stroud will inherit a better cast, but it's still not real good.
John McClain is with us talking NFL, Titans, Houston, everything in between. Something that, you know, we were talking about the uniforms earlier that I meant to mention. You know, so yesterday they come out, and we all knew they were going to come out. And I don't know if you ever do this, but there are times where I will immediately think about somebody that is no longer with us and go, oh, I need to ask. And what I did is like, oh, I need to ask Floyd what he thinks. You know, that was just in my head. And obviously we know that Floyd Reese, the late, great Floyd Reese, no longer with us. If you were talking to him today, what do you think he'd think about those uniforms?
I think Floyd is like everybody else who was with the Oilers here. And I'm going to have quotes from Robert Brazil, Dan Pastorini, Warren Moon, maybe Bruce Matthews about what they think about the Titans wearing Oiler uniforms when they play in December. I just wish earlier in the season, like in September, before the Texans are out of the race. And Floyd would say what everybody here in the organization would say, is they like it. You know, Amy Adams Strunk has treated the Oilers here like kings. They all love Amy. And they're happy that the Titans are going to wear their uniforms. Now, they don't care when they wear them. You know, if the Titans were not going to wear them against the Texans, it wouldn't be that big a deal here. But fans and media feel like they're kind of rubbing it in their face. And I want to say, what's to rub in their face? Houston's business leaders and politicians turned their back on Bud Adams and the Oilers. Couldn't wait to show them the door. They got no say on any of this stuff. But for passion and anger, with people being so infuriated, it just makes for great talk radio, Chase. And you know, you can't beat that.
Nope, it certainly helps us out for sure. John, thanks so much for doing this. Good to talk to you, and I know we will catch up soon.
Chase, I wanted to say to all your listeners, getting DeAndre Hopkins was a great move. As long as he stays healthy, he only missed 2 games in here in 6 years. And I think the fans are going to love watching D-Hop catch the football and be a member of that offense. Thank you very much, Chase.
Absolutely. Have a good one. John McClain joining us, sportsradio610.com, writes for them and also does some shows, and always awesome to talk to about anywhere from what's going on in the NFL right now to the history, of course, of the Houston Oilers. And I think he's right. I think D-Hop is certainly going to be a nice addition to the Titans, and we will hopefully see him this week as training camp gets underway, and really looking forward to that. Coming up next, what are we expecting to learn? As Vrabel will talk tomorrow, the team's report, what are the Tennessee Titans in 2023? We will discuss that next. Chase McCabe Show, 102.5, 106.3, The Game.